Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen. 17 till, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not late. I'm not late, great yet. Just great now. Not late yet. We'll hopefully there'll be a while before that happens. But the great part, obviously, that's understood, right? Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the blogs. Answer the poll question. We'll entertain you. We'll inform you, and hopefully help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you get a chance, check out the body of work that David Dossey has provided us with over the years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust as the intellectual property attorney in our Brain Trust. And David's with us right now. He's our good friend. He's a partner in the firm Gallagher and Dossey. David, give us that website, please.
It is invention-protection.com.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. That's not your grandfather's patent attorney website either, by the way. David, so we're talking about the America Invents Act that was just signed into law just a few months ago. Biggest changes to patent law in 50 years. You gave us one piece of information about it in the previous segment that was pretty significant. What else is new about this law?
Well, I think one of the key benefits to really small businesses is they have established a new category called micro-businesses. So traditionally, the Patent and Trademark Office has set a fee for whatever it is, a filing fee. And then if you qualify as a small entity, you get a 50% reduction of that fee. Well, now they've set up a category of micro-businesses. And if you qualify as a micro-business, you get a 75% reduction off of that fee.
Wow.
So it really caters to startup businesses. And while you think, well, that's just the filing fee, or that's just the patent and trademark office fees, that's not the attorney's fees.
I was going to say, well, you do the same thing, don't you, David? You give you give folks a set. Is that right? You give them a 75% discount too? Really?
We would be bankrupt if that ever happened. But it is,
I'm just
quite
teasing,
a saving.
Folks. You'll be. Let me say this, David. Folks, you'd be amazed at the value that you'll get if you find a good patent attorney, a good intellectual property attorney. I promise you, of all the other bills you get, you won't complain about that bill. Go ahead, David.
Right. Well, I often tell people, and it's hard to say that to someone because it's self-serving, but if you're not afraid to call your attorney and just bounce ideas and questions off them, the value that they can provide for 15 minutes because they've dealt with it 100 times before with other clients is worth so much more than the amount that you'll pay them. And
that's
true. I think of almost all attorneys, not just.
I agree with that. So, how much would a typical filing fee be if you're not small or if you're not micro? What would a typical filing fee be? The amount.
Well, today you'd be a big company like IBM may pay $1,100 filing.
Oh, okay.
So a small entity would then be around $540. And then a micro entity adjusted down another 25%.
Yeah, so $250 bucks or so. You can, if you're a micro. What would a micro be? Is that be like one person or less than five, or what would it be?
Well, they've got some criteria for that. You can't be a named inventor on more than four applications. So you can't be a real prolific inventor. You have to qualify and have your gross income has to be no more than three times the median income. So roughly less than $150,000 a year.
Right. Okay.
And you can't have an obligation to assign it or license it to a large business.
You can't be contracting for another business through your inventions. And that's for a micro, right?
Right.
What is a small? What gets you the 50% discount? What would a small company be?
Really, a small entity is a company that employs less than 500 people.
So the small category goes back to the SBA's category.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the SBA says. All right.
So overall, you know, a lot of really small startups and the person working out of the garage or basement that's really trying to get a company started, a technology company started, will qualify for these. And it's not just the filing fee. You know, there are fees all throughout the patent process. Mm-hmm. So don't think that it's just the saving of $250. When you consider everything, it can be substantial.
How does a person protect an app, a mobile app?
Well, that's usually a patent application on a method. So,
And would that be an $1,100 application otherwise?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm asking that question, because there are a lot of people out there. Some people might say, well, you know, who's out there, one or two man shops, low revenue, you know, who qualifies for something like this? Well, there are a lot of people out there who are building mobile apps. And they might not qualify. They might be above the micro category, but they certainly would not be above the small category. So there are a lot of people out there doing this kind of work, like a mobile app, and they're building these things left and right. So it saves them, you know, if they build a half a dozen apps a year, that saves them, you know, $3,000.
Right. And apps are a whole nother topic for another day, but they often application developers don't realize that applications they're developing can infringe other people's patents, and that's often news to them. That, you know, think of golf GPS devices, since you're a golfer.
Right.
You know, they've been around for a long time. Well, if you're developing an app for a phone that is essentially using its internal GPS, and you think, well, all I'm doing is writing software that recognizes where I'm at, some location points of greens and such. Well, yes, you're just writing software, but that very well could infringe a whole handful of patents from 15 years ago covering the method of using GPS to determine distance.
Right. Would you invent something to help me find my ball?
There's a lot of inventions on that.
Maybe I just need a lesson. Hang on, folks. We're going to take a quick break. 10 till right back with more invention information from our good friend David Dawson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.